Well, several times here previously in the hour, we have heard music live from Studio S. Matt Borge on keyboards and Mike Teeger on saxophone. They both hail from East Lansing, and they have a new album of their ambient music out called Convocation, and they are part of our live music on Fridays, which has become a regular part of Current State. We really enjoyed it. Everybody loved the music.
Oh, so, thank you very much.
So we appreciate it an awful lot. You guys certainly have your own sound. What is the attraction with ambient music?
So this is Matt. You know, for me, the best part about ambient music is it's relaxing, and it's also contemplative music. It's a music that, sort of the father of ambient music in some ways, is Brian Eno, who said it's a music that can be listened to as easily as ignored. But really and truly, it's a music you can be with. You can really be with the sounds. And so that's one of the reasons I really have been attracted to it. And, you know, kind of coming up through traditional routes as a musician, it appealed to me early on, even before I had a name for it.
And Mike, how do you present your music live? Is it always, this is a pretty stripped down presentation and setup that you've got here in the studio.
Yeah, it's very bare bones for Matt today. Usually
yes.
He has the Starfleet Command Center that he's surrounded
well,
with.
Well, it's the 30th anniversary of the Mac, so I just decided yeah. I was only going to do it with a laptop today. So.
Yeah, usually, so. As he said before, it's the ambient altar where he has, you know, guitar, a whole series of pedals, computers, and today it's just the computer. But usually live at his whole system, and then I just have a couple saxophones, maybe a flute, and then just go direct as far as sonically presenting it live. Live performance, this is not really a live type of music, and so one thing, a niche we've tried to enter in is being one of the few sort of live acts, because one thing you can do is just sort of show up and hit play on an iPod, you know.
I guess the subtext to my question is that ambient may actually be better suited to studio recording than to live performance.
Well, and that's true, but, you know, one of the things I take it back to is sort of, I guess, for me, and when I've had those opportunities to truly enjoy a music, and really I think, you know, for us the roots are probably in sort of a Western classical tradition, in that it's a music to be listened to. Mm-hmm. It's not about the show. It's not a showbiz kind of thing particularly. You go to listen. You enjoy the sort of being with others who have the same appreciation, but you really just sit and listen. And it's kind of a weird social perspective, but there's an audience for it.
The most successful live performances we've had have been more akin to a classical recital atmosphere as opposed to going to a club and watching us.
People
do it.
Really quietly attentive.
Yeah, just
focus,
you know,
we
played a show in Philadelphia in October, and there were a couple hundred people there, and you could hear a pin drop the whole time.
Yeah,
they just
sat
and watched. Whereas, you know, if we, you know, play it, if we were to, you know, we played, I think, a Basement 414 once, and that was a close to a disaster in that, you know, we were playing and nobody really knew it because they were just sort of milling around, you know. And,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
And you have to choose your venues carefully, I guess. It was the moral of that story.
Yeah, you do. You do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, on the other hand, too, I mean, you know, one of the pieces I definitely don't want to leave out is one of the things that brought, you know, Michael and I together as you musicians and performers was the fact that we both love improvisation, whether it's going back and, you know, talking about the work of the, you know, cadenzas that Beethoven had written to jazz through 20th century music. We're kind of introducing that sort of improvised ambient soundscapes as one of the way we talk about it. It allows it to live in the moment, but it also create that sort of contemplative environment for people to listen.
That takes that requires getting to know one another musically, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, how has that unfolded exactly?
It's a friendship, probably first and foremost. The fact that we have so many musical similarities, the fact that we ended up in the same sort of town, you know, kind of a funny story with, you know, you talk about the brain drain and people moving out of Michigan. Michael and I had been working together and playing in a band early on, and then his wife, got a job teaching in Texas. And I was like, all right, well, that's it. So goes that. Well, in a coincidence, she landed a job teaching here in town, well, in mid-Michigan, and we now live about a mile apart. And, you know, it's like kind of a bit of a miracle in some ways.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, so, I mean, so it's great. I mean, now things were closer than ever, and that we had started to develop and we thought was lost when he moved away, you know, it's – blossoming and flourishing. So.
Have you ever considered any visual elements to this, though? I mean, you've focused on how intently people listen to the music. Has there ever been a temptation to experiment with anything, say visually?
Yeah, we have. These are conversations we've been having this week. Actually, when we did that performance in Philadelphia that I mentioned, it wasn't really our plan, but we ended up using projection with that performance. And so there was photography going behind us, not of our choosing of that time, but right now we're putting a show together around town in May, and we're considering doing a whole projection visual component with that to give people a visual frame of reference. Right. Because, I mean, you can watch us, but very little exciting or showy happens. I mean,
the mic's pretty cool looking, but I got a face for radio. So. So I mean, you know, but yes, we have a show. I can't remember the day. I think it's this
Saturday, May 24th.
May 24th. We play in a scene Metro Space. But one of the things we've definitely come to, because we're used to kind of playing in places where we just go set up and do our thing. But with scene and that show we're going to do there, we are going to have projections. We're having projections specifically done for that show. May or may not actually have a live projectionist doing it. And we're tailor-making the space to this, what I'm calling a two-hour immersion performance. It's going to be an uninterrupted 120 minutes of music, because there's a long arc with this music. For those people who are interested in it, it's going to be something that we very rarely have here. East Coast, West Coast, absolutely. It's a little bit in Chicago. Michigan, next to never.
We're talking with Matt Borge, who's a guitarist, and Mike Teeger, a saxophone player. They're part of an ambient duo that's based here in East Lansing. How often is saxophone a part of ambient music? I don't follow it closely, seems to me it's a less common instrument.
I'm learning that. Matt's been deep in the ambient world for a very long time, and I was aware of it peripherally, you know, as a musician before I met Matt, and there, you know, I knew about Brian Music's, you know, ambient music series or whatever. But I just like playing with Matt, so I thought I'd play saxophone. But who cares? I like playing with Matt. And then now being in that world and realizing that it's a very not lonely place, but you know, I'm a community of one, as far as I know, as far as, you know, saxophone players who play in that style of music.
Yeah.
And the illusions are always weird, like, well, you remind me of David Bowie because he made a record that was ambient friendly that had a saxophone on it. And it's like, well, David Bowie never really comes to mind when I'm playing, but that's an easy grab when people are saying, oh, it reminds me of that David Bowie record.
It's sure.
Like, okay, sure.
You mentioned the May gig at Scene Metro Space.
Yeah.
Any other area performances we can talk about?
Well, we're going to be playing in Jackson at the Jackson Coffee Company February 22nd?
21st, I believe.
21st, I'm sorry.
And
that's going to be a bit of an ambient performance, but again, usually that's a venue that's suited towards acoustic music. And then
we have a couple of Chicago performances.
Yeah, most of our shows are out of town.
This type of music, like we have, you know, we've had successful performances in Philadelphia, but not so much so, you know, in Lansing, or East Lansing.
Tough town for ambient.
Yeah.
You're going to play us out here. Tell us the track we're going to hear.
The tune we're going to hear next is off of our 2013 recording Convocation. It's called Discern Descent.
Mike Teeger and Matt Borge playing us out on Current State on WKAR.